producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Hopefully you guys have had a terrific weekend. Maddie, I'm hearing some feedback in my headphones, which is a little much better. Thank you. Whatever you just did, you fixed it. Manny the Magician, Manny the Magnificent Magician.
I do my best.
You did great. Hearing me coming and going, it's a little too much, Joy. All right, so first off, the eclipse. Did you see it?
I did not. I was watching football. I was watching your team. I was watching the Broncos. They were playing the Lions last night.
Well, that's my mom's team. In theory, my team is supposed to be the Giants. But, yeah. So, did the Broncos win?
The Broncos did win, yes.
There you go. My mother was never much of a football fan. Now, you cannot get her away from the TV when the Broncos are playing. So, there we go. She thinks the sun rises and sets on John Elway. I know he's not playing anymore, but nevertheless. All right. So I watched the eclipse. And I got to say to you, you can watch the eclipse and football and paint dry. I mean, it's very slow. It takes about 2 hours for it to totally eclipse. And at the beginning, I mean, you can't really see it, right? Because it's just a tiny eclipse. And then halfway through, it's kind of eerie. And then I watched about the last 15 or 20 minutes of it. And what happened here was there was a cloud cover that came for part of it. And I know they talk about the red moon. This one wasn't red at all. This one was black and white. It was, but it was pretty. They are eerie. They are kind of weird. And this one, even though it's somewhat, the cloud cover actually participated fairly well in that the cloud cover really didn't come until the very last kind of moments of it. And then everything went dark anyway, so the cloud cover just made it darker. And then it started kind of creeping out again. So it was really, it was kind of a neat experience, but it did take a long time. And it was somewhat, I mean, you could sort of do a lot of things between watching the eclipse, and it didn't happen very quickly, which I suppose is just as well. And it's National Strawberry Cream Pie Day. What's a strawberry cream pie?
I have no idea. I've never had one.
I don't either. Maybe strawberry ice cream pie? No. I mean, strawberries and cream. A strawberry pie is, I've had strawberry rhubarb, which is terrific. Because the rhubarb is kind of tart, and the strawberries are not.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I made my strawberry rhubarb crumble, which is even better. It's National Good Neighbor Day, which is a little easier to explain and understand. All right, so I'll tell you what's going on. I thought what we would talk about today is we've had three big events. We had the eclipse, the Pope, and the President. And so the President's still here. I thought he was going home yesterday, but he's not. He's here for 3 days. So traffic, I mean, you might as well just give up. I mean, nothing's running. You can't walk any place. But I actually saw the Pope mobile twice on Friday. Pretty cool. Once I think it had the Pope in it. You can't tell, though. I thought it came around here, as I said, he was supposed to be at Ground Zero at about 11:30, and he got here at like 10:45. I thought, a public figure running on time? It can't be. So I don't know if that was a decoy or not. I don't think it was, because I think he ran on time most of the time he was here.
Yeah.
This was a much smaller scale Pope visit than Benedict, but everybody seemed to really like it. You see, that I think one of your news stories is somebody drove 13,000 miles, and he said they were crazy.
Yeah.
I know, it's better him saying that than me saying that, I think. All right, so I thought what we would talk about today, let me tell you what's going on in history, and then I thought we would talk about those two events, not so much the president, because I'm not wading into any political stuff, but I thought we'd talk about the Pope, what you'd talk with the Pope about if you had a private audience with the Pope. And I actually met a couple people who actually did. One has a child that has a severe a birth defect, and the child's one, and so there was a special blessing arranged for that child at the, I'm trying to remember, I think it was the papal residence. There's an embassy in New York, and I think that that's where they went on that. But I actually, and the president of Ireland was here. I mean, it's the UN, so everybody's here.
Yeah.
So as I put it out, someone was very, a couple of years ago, was very worried about terrorists, and I said, there's no need, all the terrorists are here. So there we go. All right, in 1787, the newly completed Constitution was voted on and sent to the legislature for approval. So things took almost as long then as they do now. Toronto became the capital of Ontario in 1867, so that's pretty cool. Having been the capital, having also been the capital of Ontario's predecessors in 1796. So the more things change, the more they don't change. 1785, riots in Montreal to protest against compulsory smallpox vaccination. Sound familiar, folks? 1889, the Conference on Weights and Measures defines the length of a meter as the distance between two lines on a standard bar of an alloy of platinum with 10% iridium measured at the melting point of ice. Believe it or not, this is a big deal. And there was actually a movie about that, about a woman, because you have to go and get your weights and measures, every country does, verified once a year, and they have a conference. So this is a big deal. I mean, think about it. Think about if we just said, oh, well, it's like a cubit, which is the distance from my largest finger to my elbow. That's going to vary. Manny and I probably don't have the same cubit. Or maybe we do. In 1892, the first night game, Manny, this is for you, darling, for football takes place between the Wyoming Seminary and Mansfield State Normal. Doesn't sound like a biggie deal, does it?
Well,
it doesn't even say who won. I'd go with a seminary, wouldn't you?
Well, it was actually, I did a little more research on it. They actually, there was no score in the game, and they actually decided to end the game at halftime.
So nobody had scored by halftime?
Right. Nobody had scored at halftime.
Well, so I had the kind of right notion that the Wyoming Seminary and the Mansfield State Normal were not necessarily going to be a hugely offensive or defensive team.
I'll read you the note here on it. It says, the lighting system brought in turned out to be inadequate for gameplay. The game itself lasted, you'll love this, the game itself lasted only 20 minutes, and there were only 10 plays. Both sides agreed to end at halftime with a 0-0 tie after several players had an unfortunate run-in with a light pole.
I mean, it's kind of an inauspicious beginning.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
It's
I mean,
a heck
it
of a way
cute.
To start playing night football.
Well, a lot of people think it hasn't progressed all that much. But that would just be rude. In 1924, the first round-the-world flight was completed. That's pretty early. And in 1951, CBS makes the first colored televisions available for sale to the general public, but the product is discontinued less than a month later due to the Wyoming Seminary in Mansfield. No, it had nothing to do with that.
What a ride.
So, I mean, look, so think about all the things today that are so resonating, right? People rioting about vaccinations,
yeah.
Weights and measures, everybody arguing about. Well, Ontario just keeps kind of being the capital, so that's okay. We've got football games that end in great controversy, but not much score, and we get things recalled. So, you know, things we always think that things that are happening are either, you know, catastrophic and just because the world is deteriorating. And that's why, it's one of the reasons I do this day in history, to kind of give us a perspective that, you know, the world doesn't change all that much. So there you go. Meathead Movers rallies 42 businesses to help domestic violence victims. I would be more comfortable if they weren't called Meathead Movers, but that's okay. All right, so I thought what we would do, the next eclipse, I actually heard somebody talking about this on the air, and they were so wrong, it was really interesting. So the next, Benny, so it was good that you chose football, which only occurs, what, 3 or 4 times a week? And, you know, 4 or 5 times a weekend? Because the next lunar eclipse will be in 2033. Can you wait it out? That's what? That's
18
years.
Yeah, I can wait
You'll
it out.
You'll be a mere child.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably still even be around to bug you about it and say, I'll call you and say, Manny, you watching football? This is Dr. Joy. Watch
the way things are going for football right now, football might not even exist by then.
Yeah, especially the new movie coming out. All right, we're going to talk about the Pope and the eclipse in my return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, Manny, do you think the full moon affects you or affects anybody?
I guess it's all kind of in your head, right? I mean, it's all...
Well, here's what the theory is. The theory, we know that the moon affects the tides, right? There's no controversy about that.
Right.
All right. And we know that human beings are mostly water. That's mostly what our body is. So the idea is not that we're going to have sloshing inside our head, exactly, but that the gravitational pull varies from apogee to perigee and from full moon to new moon, and therefore that, and we know that the brain is very pressure sensitive, the most pressure sensitive organ of the body, and therefore the idea being that there may be different, essentially barometric pressure on the brain in theory, I suppose, which would be pretty minute to be able to be detectable. As someone pointed out to me that when I lived in San Francisco, if you go from the top of Knob Hill to the bottom, there's actually more shift in barometric pressure than there is when the moon affects you. And my point is, yeah, but it happens for a very short period of time. So it has never actually been verified. I've only read one study in my whole life that suggested that the moon actually did affect human behavior, and it was scientifically, and I've never been able to find it again or replicate it. Which doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means it's misfiled if it exists. But, however, having said that, I think any of us who work with the public on a large basis, if you talk to people in emergency rooms, if you talk to bartenders, if you talk to cab drivers, if you talk to people in customer service, they will tell you unequivocally that the moon affects people. For me, I notice it most when I'm in a car, which usually means a cab or something, or walking around. People are nuts around the full moon in terms of their driving behavior, as far as I'm concerned. And even when I'm not actually aware of it, this one, I mean, everybody's been talking about it. We've got one more of the perigee moons to go next month. But that it does affect people. We also know that, for example, a lot of religious holidays are around lunar calendars rather than the sun calendars. So I would argue that it does. Now, how it does, and you could say, as you're kind of implying, that, well, when you know it's a full moon, maybe you view yourself as having more options. But even when I don't know it's a full moon, I'll say, oh, my goodness, it must be a full moon. So I think it probably does. I think it makes behavior slightly more extreme. And I think they're just like everything else, their people are more or less susceptible to it. All right, so let's hear what other people said about the moon affecting them. You're sort of on the fence about it. I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
Let's see what other people say.
Tracy says, yes, I go full werewolf. Shaving tonight will be a pain. Love your show.
Good. Well, honey, we'll just get you, a better razor and not to worry about it.
Antonio says, yes, I suppose it can be compared to high and low tide. When the tide is high, you feel light and refreshed. When the tide is low, you feel bogged down and tired.
Good metaphor. Good. Well, actually, probably it's an analogy as well as a metaphor. Yeah. Although, technically, if we assume that we do know unequivocally, again, that the moon affects the tides, and you'll get, when a perigee moon and a full moon, you'll get a higher tide. So in theory, that would be manic phase, which you may be right. But if we're looking at it not emotionally, but if we're looking at it in terms of pressure, the pressure would be highest in theory when it's a high tide, right? And what we know is that the brain is pressure sensitive. So in theory, more pressure on the brain in theory would be depressive rather than maniacal. So I loved your metaphor, even though in theory, if we're talking about just physics, it would be backward. That a high tide would make you, that a high tide, meaning more pressure, would make you depressed rather than elated. But, I like your metaphor better than mine, even though mine sort of speaks to the science of it. But this isn't a terribly scientific discussion anyway, so we'll allow for both.
Lorraine says, as an educator, I did not need to consult the calendar to know it was a full moon.
Yeah, exactly. Kids. Yeah, I agree. I think any of us who deal with large groups of people, large groups of the public, sort of have no question about it. All right, keep going.
Robert says, there are different people out. You don't see other times.
And they're all combing their face, right? Okay.
Becky says, ask a nurse or other healthcare worker, yeah, especially the ER.
Yeah.
And mental health and psych teams. You see, yeah, all kinds of interesting patients when the moon is full.
See, I'm with you, Sugar. I absolutely agree.
Barbara says, I know the moon affects the tides. We are made up of high percentage water, so I guess it physically affects people. I learned that from you, Joy. She also says, I know it's very bright in my normally pitch black yard.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You're exactly right. The moon has, not so much last night, because we had somewhat of a cloud cover last night, but for the last, I would say, like 4 or 5 nights, it has been almost as bright as day, almost as bright as day with that moon. Now, last night was the full moon, and because of the eclipse and because of the clouds, it wasn't the same thing. But it has been extraordinarily bright the last couple of days. And sort of a little disconcertingly so, in that if you sleep, I sleep with the, I don't have drapes or window treatments or anything. I like being able to see out, get a little claustrophobic. And you actually had to, I'd sleep facing the other direction a little bit because even though the light doesn't bother me, it was bright enough to be a little disconcerting. You're right.
Allison says, it affects my students. Seriously, it can't be a coincidence.
Yep, I agree, kiddo. No argument for me.
Amy says, yes, I teach first graders, and I truly have noticed it in the children. I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, an apple juice. Manny, you're our only sort of fence sitter. Luckily, you're not saying this is all hogwash, because then there would be a huge outcry of saying, Manny, we have to put you in a room with a whole bunch of first graders, and then you'll see.
We have another Lorraine that says, I always feel so grateful for my life when I see that bright moonlight shining down.
Good for you. What a nice response. Like that a lot.
Andrea says, yes, and if you ever put work retail, or if you ever work retail,
yep,
they will all agree the nutty people come out then, too.
There, truly, folks, there really is something about it. And you could say, well, we're looking for it. But, you know, there are times where I'm not aware that there's a full moon. I really honestly don't check my calendar every day. And I think, oh, my goodness, it must be a full moon. And then whenever I have that sense and I check, it almost always is. All right, what else?
Just a couple more here. Robert says, we seem to get more IVC, involuntary committed patients, then. That and also during cold spells.
You're bringing the homeless folk in.
And then one more here from Vince. Vince says, don't know. Dad was a cop. Cop says it does.
Yep. Anybody who deals with the public. And listen, you going to argue with your dad? I don't think so. 855-993-7569. Give me a call and tell me what you think about the full moon. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi there.
What's on your mind today, Cookie?
Yeah, I have an issue that maybe you could help me kind of work through. It probably sounds rather simplistic, but basically, I'm going to be visiting my cousin next month, and she invited me, and she's now retired, so we were going to enjoy her estate and, you know, do some sightseeing. And her husband, at the time I scheduled my flight, was still working. So anyway, what is this? This is become a trip where it's going to be a trio. And okay. So I thought we were going to have some girl time, and it's morphed into a trio. She, her husband, and myself. And to some extent, I'm okay with that. But, you know, it really does change the course of conversation.
Sure.
So,
it could change the course of everything. Sure.
Yeah. How to proceed. You know, I don't want to burn bridges.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
6 days, and I'm staying at their house.
Okay. Has she suggested some of the agenda of some things that she'd like to do?
Yes.
And what
we
are,
worked that out together,
okay.
You know, and
was
she
this
was
before
pretty,
or after husband?
This was a little of both. And she keeps, you know, asking her family for input, you know, on our itinerary and then changing it and making it more simple. And that's okay. But, you know, go ahead.
Is there anything scheduled that you don't want to do?
No.
Okay. So it's not the events themselves. It's just that you wanted to have some private time with her.
Exactly.
Okay. Are the trips day trips or overnight trips that she's got planned at this moment?
Day trips, about 2 hours from her home. So, you know, some significant driving, but, you know, fairly flat and non-mountainous. So, you know, it's definitely doable. And
okay.
I even suggested that I could help drive, you know, and I told her I could get maps at AAA, so on.
Okay, here's what I suggest. I would say to her, this sounds great. It just occurs to me two things. That first of all, your husband may get a little tired of me. And second of all, I was really looking forward to just having some girl time because I was going to go get us this surprise of Manny Petties or something like that. Make it up,
mm-hmm.
whatever it was. So how about if you and Seymour, or the three of us sit down together and figure out, would Seymour like to be our sandwich where we have girl events on either side of him? Would we like to do the girl events at the end or at the beginning? So he has some time where he doesn't have to deal with me. The two of us have some time together doing girl stuff. And why don't we, you know, either you can ask him because maybe he'd be more comfortable. He's not going to say, well, I don't want to spend any time with Kathy because she's a pain in the neck. But I'm sure that spending 6 days, even though I know he likes me, is going to be, you know, is going to be irritating to him. So let's figure out, do we do our stuff at the beginning, at the end? Do we have a Seymour sandwich? Which do you think he'd like better, or do you want to talk with him about it?
Okay.
Because, first of all, I think, believe it or not, six days of just each other, you might get on each other's nerves a little bit. Maybe not. It depends on how close you are. But, you know, and I think having him to be able to break up the time a little bit, either at the beginning or the end, I think it'll make everybody happy and also get him off the hook of spending 6 days with two women. So I would just be cheerful about it. I wouldn't even sort of view it as a problem of saying, look, I thought about this and it occurs to me a couple of things. First of all, he may get kind of estrogened out. Second of all, there are some things that the two of us would probably like to do and that would either drive him crazy or we'd feel a little bit compelled. And so, you know, why don't we figure out how we're going to do this so everybody goes away thinking, wow, let's do this again next year, as opposed to, oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly, because right now I'm thinking never again. I'm not going to.
Well, but don't do that. Just see if you can figure out. I would give her the options of saying, do you want to have a Seymour sandwich? Do you want to do it at the beginning and the end? How do you think he would be most comfortable with it? Do you want to do the overnights as just girls or the overnights as three of us? And it may be as simple as, first of all, she is looking forward to some time with him. He may have had the sense that, gee, you know, I don't want to be abandoned. Who knows? We don't want to be in anybody's mind, but it's your vacation too. You're allowed some input. So I would just suggest that, you know, this sounds great. The idea of spending some time with both of them sounds great, but it would also be nice for him not to have spend all that time with two women and the two of you having some time just to be girl talk.
Exactly. And right, what man would want to spend time with two women?
That's what my point is. You don't know what the dynamic is. You don't know if he hates being left by himself. You don't know if he said, well, gee, how come we never take any time together? You don't know if he said, gee, I'm worried about you driving on those roads. You have no idea what the underlying issues are. And so you don't, and anticipating them is a waste of time. But if you suggest this, either one of two things will happen. Either she'll think it's a great idea because it makes everybody happy, or the underlying issues will emerge, at which point it'll be obvious what they are. You can call me about it.
Yes, exactly.
But I would do it today. When's the trip scheduled?
October 13.
Okay, which is a Friday, as I recall, isn't it?
I think it's a Tuesday. And here's the thing. Every time I attempt to call her to iron out the itinerary and talk about some of these rough edges, she puts me off. I'm busy. I need both my hands. Can I call you back later today? She never does. Never does.
Well, then
and
just
so then I'm.
But you can just be insistent about it. Just say. I mean, and she may anticipate. You're right. The 13th is actually. You're right. It's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Friday the 13th this month. I just don't remember when it is. But nevertheless, just call her up. And Friday the 13th is in November. So what you're going to do is just call up and say, "Hey, sugar, I just really want to get this nailed down today." And if I'll call you back.
Better.
Yeah, go ahead. And just be stupid and cheerful. I know you're really busy. You don't need to have, I don't need your hands. We can do the hands later. I just need to, give me 3 minutes here.
Yeah, I've done that with her before. She can be very off-putting. And if I'm not careful, I feel very unimportant in
her. But you're not
going
to do that. You're just going to be, you are important to her. But her husband is the one she lives with all the time. You don't know what the dynamic is. All right. So don't take it personally. Listen, if you had your best friend, I've been in this situation where either my significant other or best friend has said, "Oh, can I come along?" And it's very hard to say, "No, you can't, not on this one." And so what you tend to do is you say, "Yeah," and then you've got to kind of negotiate. And I've told the heartbreaking story of being on a vacation, and this was my fault. I invited I invited one, the other invited herself, which and the two of them liked each other much better than me. They kept abandoning me. Heartbreaking. You can see how heartbroken I am. But call up and deal with her today and just be absolutely cheerful and absolutely assistant of, "Look, I really need to talk with you about this because it occurs to me that I'd like some time, just the two of you, and I'm sure Seymour would like some time that wasn't with the two of us. So let's figure out how we're going to do this."
Do you think, Dr. Joy, it'd be odd of me to say, "Hey, towards the end of the trip, maybe the fourth or fifth day in, would you be offended if I rented a car and kind of did my own thing?"
I wouldn't
overnight?
Do that. I wouldn't do that
okay.
yet. I wouldn't do that
All
yet.
Right.
You can always do that. But see if you can't negotiate what you really want, which is, and you may find that Seymour is really good company, that mm-hmm. he pays for stuff. Who knows what? But, I mean, you always have the option of sort of having a little bit of fatigue, of friend fatigue. But see if you can't negotiate some of this ahead of time, because you'll go into it with a much more positive point of view than you've got now. And if you don't, you're going to have the sense of, "Gee, this may work out, but what if it doesn't?"
Exactly.
All right. And understand.
Very good.
Yeah, but I do it today, I'd be incredibly cheerful and incredibly stupid about it. And I would just go in saying, "Look, I just came up with this great idea. And maybe you can even, in some of the itinerary, find something that only guys do or something, that they have a spitting contest or scratching contest or something. Don't send me emails, guys. I'm only kidding you. hunting down small, cute varmints and killing them. I don't know, whatever. All right, just go into this with, this is going to be fun, and it just occurred to me that this might be really fun, and some things that we wanted to talk about that only girls could do, and he would probably be appalled or whatever. I mean, you'll figure it out, but I would do it today.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And
bye-bye,
Kathy. I suppose I should add to the mix that Mercury is a little retrograde, which means communications get a little iffy. But, I'm completely believing that the full moon that nobody believes in except me. Well, no, all my listeners do. Everybody who works with either small children or large groups of people does. Manny is the only one who doesn't. We'll take Manny firmly in hand. I'm his little buffer, so he doesn't have to deal with. Actually, he's my buffer much more than that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything is delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, listen, I need to, Manny, you should have a picture of wonderfulness in front of you. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, so what, here's the deal. We have a brand new sponsor whose name is Propure. Actually, they're not a brand new sponsor. They've been with us for a couple of weeks. But I said, listen, guys, instead of just having me talk about it, you should get the guys the Propure pitcher. Tried to say that with a mouthful of teeth. All right, so here's the deal. It not only takes the crud out of the water. Crud is probably not the right word to use if you're about to drink it, but the stuff in the water that you don't want. So it it doesn't, you know, you can use tap water. Now, New York tap water is pretty good, but it still has that little funny aftertaste to it. With ProPure, it doesn't. Plus, there's this thing, I've been to like some fancy hotels and spas, and they have this, a little water thingy, dispenser, that you can put fruit in, and you can either put, you can put basil in it, you can put mint in it, you can put cucumbers, or lemons and limes, or strawberries, or whatever. So what do you got in yours today?
I've got kiwi in mine.
Wow!
Yeah.
So when it tastes, I mean, what it does is it really infuses the water, and it's pretty.
Yeah.
So I used, I had lemons and limes before, and that was great. But then I put in some, I had some strawberries that I had, that had, were a little ripe, and so I froze them, and I dumped those in, and they look beautiful. They're these huge, big strawberries, and they, and basically you have strawberry water. And here's my deal. I mean, it's not only a whole lot less expensive, because each of those pitchers will hold the equivalent of about, what is it, I think 4 or 5 bottles of water.
Right.
Which is at least, I mean, if you can get the water for a buck, you know, the flavored water for a buck, you're doing really well, because it usually costs more than that. So, I mean, and you don't have to schlep it home. But here's my deal. All of that plastic, I mean, I know we have recycling here, too. Most people don't recycle. And it's plastic is forever. So it's not only, it's a disaster environmentally. All of us should be drinking lots of water. It's very good for us, good for your complexion, your muscles, and getting the toxins out and the whole thing. We all know that. The problem is that bottled water has, I mean, it takes energy to make the plastic, and then it takes energy to, I mean, it goes into the landfill, and even if it's recycled. So I'm saying, hey, look, I actually did a thing, I had, I don't drink Coke, so somebody's going to say, I thought, why didn't you have a bottle of Coke? I had three water bottles and a thing of Coke, because I have a friend who drinks Coke, and so I always have it here for her. But now I got the Coke syrup, so you can add that. And that it's the equivalent of that in terms of not only expense, but in terms of landfill and environmental issues and that kind of thing. I mean, 17 million barrels of oil are used to produce bottled water each year. 17 million barrels. So when we talk about dependence, yeah, I mean, it's a lot. And all of us should be drinking water. So here, as far as I'm concerned, and you guys know me well enough to know, if I don't like a product, it doesn't get anywhere near my program. It just doesn't. So this one, I took a picture over the weekend of my pretty ProPure strawberry infusion, which I'm drinking at this very moment. And kiwi, though, that sounds great. And the equivalent bottles. Yeah.
It does.
And you can refill it. You can put it in the refrigerator. So you guys should, this week, if you order the ProPure and you say that I sent you, I think you go to drjoy.com, the regular website where you check everything else. There's a banner. And if you order it this week, there's no shipping charge. And I mean, look, it costs like $80, $78, something like that. And you can have the good water that's healthy for you and your kids. You can infuse it. You can take turns deciding what you're going to infuse. And not only are you saving money and your little arms not having to carry it, but you're really helping out the environment. So think about it. And it'll pay for itself like in, you know, in a month, less than that. Alrighty? So go to drjoy.com and you'll see the banner. Right? Manny got his for free because I whined. Whining is always good. All right. Speaking of for free, this has nothing to do with free. I just couldn't figure out a segue. On number one movie of the weekend, you want to guess? Except I think I already told you. Right? It was Transylvania 2.
Yeah.
It was the biggest September opening ever. It actually made $5 million more than the first one. And it's cute. I mean, I had no objection to it. The first one was better just because you hadn't seen it before. But it's still appropriate and funny, and the kids will like it because of the silly figures, and the adults will like it because it actually has a thing about, okay, whose side of the family does the kid follow? these cartoons are keeping up with boomers and yuppies and everybody else, I guess. Slackers, Gen X, whatever. Sicario did very well. It was in limited release, but it made $30,000 a screen, so that's a lot. The Intern did pretty well. Apparently everybody decided that summer's over and they went to the movies because the receipts were up by 30% over last year. So it's a lot, but it's mostly due to Transylvania. There hadn't been, I think, a family movie out for a while, and that's what everybody went to see. So there you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You guys know that regardless of what we are talking about on the air, that you're always encouraged to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. And you guys know that. I mean, we get new stations all the time, and I think every once in a while they think, well, gee, if I don't need to talk with her about the full moon, do I really need to call her? And the answer is, yes, you do. So there we go. You're always invited to call. Alrighty, so what have I got, about a minute here?
About a minute and a half.
A minute and a half. Yeah. All right. So here's, where did I find that, the story about, I think it wasn't your story. I think it was CNN said that scientists have discovered that there's probably running water on Mars. And this will make no sense to most of you, but for those of you, I think the review will be up. Well, it won't be up till I review, which will be on Thursday, that The Martian with Matt Damon, he's going to be so pleased. Those are the most effective posters of bringing him home. Have you seen those posters with Matt Damon's cute little face in a space helmet?
I have not seen
those. You've not seen it? Well, they're mostly in the subway. I don't know where they would be if you don't ride the subway. Cause you don't Does Minneapolis have a subway?
We have a light rail, but not a subway.
Not a subway per se. And did you see, given our interview with Pavez last Friday, that the Saudis are now saying double the number of people were killed in the stampede that they originally said?
Yeah, that's just, wow.
I mean, it's horrifying.
It's really
and
sad.
It is. And Pavez's sort of point was that this could have been that the Saudis really are very cavalier about the care and feeding of people who come to Mecca. And that this had happened before. There was a crane that killed 100 people earlier that week. And his contention is that they really care much more about construction of fancy new hotels than they do about pilgrims. And, you know, to a certain extent, you can kind of understand that, in that the pilgrims are basically poor people who probably don't bring in much revenue. But still, I mean, basic human decency would suggest if you're going to have, I mean, these people are going to come, that you at least need to ensure their safety on some level. And there's something really very cynical about the whole thing, which is really uncomfortable. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.